Good morning. I'm going to ask Ab Phoenix to come up and I'm going to ask him a few questions about what mission has meant in his life. I have given him the questions in advance. And I just remind anyone who doesn't know Ab that his name was on that, one of those little balloons, as someone who went on a mission, a long-term mission actually, to... he'll tell you about it anyhow. So welcome, Ab. Thanks for doing this. So you have had experience as a missionary, and I know we've got that in inverted commas. Can you tell us where and when did you go and what did you do?
When Lorraine presented that, those questions, I said put a big circle around missionary. And over the last 3 or 4 weeks, partially related to what the ministry we've been having, I have questioned that my position as a missionary, what did that mean? I was brought up in mission. My parents were full-time missionaries. And I understood missionaries were people who went out overseas. They were missionaries. And I never ever remember hearing missionaries sitting in the pews. And I think that was a dilemma for me. Yes, we went to Karawang. I'll put that in your mind, that name Karawang. It was a Karawang mission originally, children's missionary mission, and it was became Karawang Aboriginal Christian Community. And that's the mission we went to.
And so, when was that?
That was in 82. We went with the blessing of the church. Felt a clear leading because of circumstances. I happened to be on the executive, part of the executive for that Karawang community. And it was from there that God spoke to me quite clearly. There was a need came up, put it this way. The government had changed policy at the mission. Children had to go. Children had to be with the parents. And that left a void. There were to be no mission as such. Robert was up there working at the time. Robert and Doreen caring for children. But this work, they were in Kalgoorlie and had a little bit of isolation in that respect. But the mission itself was to come to a close, and how were we to do that? So that was...
That was why you went.
That's why we went. Yeah. And I felt a call. I felt quite clearly God said, I want you to go, you want me to go. And it was a little while before I had the courage to go and say to Bev, look, love, I think I feel the Lord's calling us to go out to Karawang. And she said, thank the Lord. She said, I've been telling the kids for quite a while, God wants us to go somewhere. I don't know where, but don't tell Dad until we tell the Lord. So, yeah, it was this beautiful picture that evolved, really, and that's why we went. Yeah.
And I do apologise that when I said you went, it was Ab and Bev, always a team. Yeah. And we're sorry she's not here with us today. Mm-hmm. So you've explained those circumstances that led you to... Could you talk a bit more about how you knew that God was calling you? How long was that process?
How long have I got? No, I'll say that for a reason. God has been leading me through life. And over the last 2 or 3 weeks, I've looked back at that. Well, God's taken me back. I've stopped. I've never stopped in my life to look at things. And I've stopped and God showed me that my life has been led by him almost without me knowing. I was a mish kid from way back. I was left in Tasmania for 3 years, started a trade there. Not happy years. Transferred to Brisbane, paid first year wages, so I left the trade and got out. And I really wandered for a while. Came back to Perth and fortunately got credit for those 3 years with a builder and finished my 5 years. Whilst in that environment, I met a young man and we worked together on a couple of jobs and we were separated as well for quite a bit. But somehow we finished our trade virtually the same day. And I look back, that was God. I had never sort of thought of it this way. That young man was Graham Mischie. You all know Graham? I think so. And that was like a signpost to me. God saying, okay, there's the next step. And we worked together. We fellowshiped together. We worked down COIC. This is all in our spare time, whatever we did in our spare time. Building a church there together. Going to a place called Currowing. So that name came up again. Now this is back in 56, 55, 56. We'd get in the car after work, 5 o'clock at night, drive to Kalgoorlie, work all day Saturday, get back, make sure we go back for work on Monday morning. But one trip there, I met a beautiful young lady. God gave me, sorry ladies, I love you all, gave me the pick of the bunch, I got the best. So don't be jealous. We've had 64 years together, beautiful years. And God gave me a missionary, and this is what the concept I'm trying to bring through.
Yeah.
God has been working right through. We left here after a few years, went to the country for 6 years, came back, and I didn't want to be involved in church, in fellowship. I've been free, I've been out there, and I had hang-ups about church for certain reasons in my background. But what happened? That young man popped up again. Graham came up again. And the fellowship again, it was fantastic. We worked. Graham was chairperson of the Currowing mission. And he said, would you like to become involved on it? So I became involved on the committee. So this picture evolved. And I looked at this last couple of weeks. It's been brilliant. Was I a missionary? We had the teaching. Go and make disciples, right? Baptise them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, teaching them. I didn't have a tongue. Now, I say that, honestly, God gave me 2 hands, 2 feet, but no tongue. Because I was brought up, children not to be seen, not heard. And that can be a frightening thing. We didn't learn communication. We didn't know it. And therefore, my hands were active. We serve the Lord. We love the Lord. But I didn't talk the Lord. Now, was I a missionary? We were called to Currowing. Was I a missionary? What happened? God did the mission work in me. And that, I think, was the... As I look at this, is the highlight of life. God is working in me without me knowing it. He's working through me, I know that. But he was working in me. And we went to Currowing, and what happened... We went for 3 months. Close the place down. We've got time?
Few, one more question. Yep, few, yep, keep going.
No, you won't have time for questions. where to get to? We'd been there for about a month, and a group of Aboriginals say, we want to meet with you. These are people who had been brought up with Bev. Bev was with the Mount Margaret mission years before. And these were mature Christians called us together and said, look, we can't afford to let Currowing go. Now, they didn't know, we hadn't told them why we were there. And they brought us in. And this, it's all almost a haze now. But 9 years later, what happened? God said, build. Use those hands. Build, 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 build. Was I a missionary? I still question that. I don't know what God did through me, not me personally, but in sending us there. But I know what God did in me. And he put us through some of the hardest days. Our backs were to the wall. Faithful Robert here. Robert shared through all this. He was there. He was getting his hands dirty at the same time as we were. But God was teaching me. And he taught me total reliance. He showed me miracles, which have increased my faith. I've always had a faith. I had a faith from the 9th of February 1946 in Ceylon. I remember that. That was a key link. But all through life, I've done a bit of wandering, but God's done a bit of staying. He stayed with me. So I don't know whether God, I've given a picture there.
Yep.
What is mission? Go, make disciples, teach. I don't felt I did any of that. But I don't think I let God down. Mm. I've been faithful.
Okay. Shall we leave it at that?
Up to you. No, what if? Don't get too hard.
I just had a last question about have you maintained an interest or involvement in like other missions other than Currawang?
Whilst we're at Currawang, I got to hear about and work with a group who brought young people, busload over from Eastern States, year after year. MMM, Mobile Mission Maintenance. And what a challenge. Those kids worked for 2 weeks, went back and were challenged in life, in their relationships, in the church. It was fantastic. And I got to know her here about the work with this MMM. Mobile Mission Maintenance. When we left Currawang, it was 9 years later, that's another miracle. God got us out of there. But we had finished. God had finished with. 10 years in Kalgoorlie, came back to Perth, and got involved with MMM, Mobile Mission Maintenance. But it was a hands ministry, not a mouth ministry. To me, as I look back, I see it. Was I a missionary? I certainly hope so. I think God can use us wherever, whenever. Another step forward again. My hands are finished. But I think God is starting to use my mouth. Meeting with Barry, we built a relationship with Barry, which is fantastic. It's like the Graham Mitchell one, he and I. It's happened. And we were talking one day and I said, why don't men talk? Think about the ladies and get together and talk and chat and have coffee, and men didn't do that. And so from that came the mob, the men of Bedford, little coffee group, little group together. But why? Because God is teaching me. I don't know what he's doing in the group, but he's teaching me to talk, to use your mouth as well. So, sorry, is that good?
That's fantastic. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
We should have shared that.
Okay. Let's give thanks. Lord, I thank you for Ab and for Bev and for their life of ministry and mission, and for whatever that means to them now. We thank you for the way that they served you so faithfully at Currawang for those 9 years, and then again through MMM, and now through the men's group, and many, many other ministries I know that Bev's been involved in too. So thank you for this life of mission in this couple. Amen. We're going to sing.
I'd like to say one thing.
Yes. We will pray for them at the end of our service, at the end of this section. So I just want to move on now to the next section. And did you pick up the albergue in his talk? I think you've realised that was our current mission segment that we're focusing on today. We've had past and present. Now I'm going to ask Mari to come and talk to us about her passion for mission, for the reasons why that she is so involved and concerned. Anyhow, I've got some questions for her as well. Thanks, Mari.
Thank you.
Forgot about that.
I'll stand. Thank you.
So I don't know if people realise that Mari is responsible for the mission board in the function room, and she also prepares prayer points for us every week for the mission, for the bulletin, and many and other various things. But Mari, can you remember the first time you heard about a missionary and became inspired to get more involved in what they were doing?
Yes, well, I had to really stop and think about this because I was actually brought up in a Christian home in a country area on a farm, and we often used to have missionaries coming through to the the little church that was up there, and we would often hear about what was going on, hear the different works that people do. And there was one lady in particular that came through. I think her name was Eileen Coleman. She was from Perth and she was working in the Congo. And it sort of rung a bell for me in a sense, because our own Chrissy Talbot, who went out from North Perth Church, was a missionary in Congo as well. So there was a connection there. But after she went back to the Congo, not very long later, we actually heard that she had actually been killed in the Congo uprising at, I think it was around about early 60s. And so that was really quite a shock. But I didn't really get involved in mission work at that point in time. I got over the shock and just moved forward. It wasn't till later when I decided that I sort of felt that the Lord was leading me to go to do my nursing training that I thought, maybe this is where God wants me to be. Maybe God wants me to be out on the mission field as a nurse. And so I did my nurse training, but during that time I met a man who'd come all the way from New Zealand. and so I married Peter, and of course I didn't go out as a missionary nurse at that point in time.
But you have been very involved and supported a number of missionaries or mission organisations. Can you tell us about some of those?
Yes. Well, one of those, it was actually only a couple of years after we were married. Peter and a group of men who were interested in Youth for Christ got together, and they decided to commence Youth for Christ here in Perth. First of all, with monthly teas that young people would gather, and then later that developed into the rallies and other things later on. And so that was for a period of 10 years when around about half of that time, Peter was full-time, or we were full-time in that work. I felt, okay, Peter was the front man, but in looking back, I realised that he couldn't have done it without the support of a wife, and that was me. and then from there, later on, we spent 10 years together in a ministry called Gideon's, which you've probably heard of, distributing Bibles and New Testaments. My responsibility was to the waiting rooms of the medical centres and to the nurses giving out the nurse testaments. And then a little while later, Peter was asked to if he would be interested in raising funds for Island Outreach for the wells in Nigeria. And so there we began another journey together. And we were both very involved in that. And we still are involved to a minor degree, mainly in the prayer support. And then there's other interesting missions that we've been interested in, but not actively involved, but like Barnabas and quite a few others.
Mm. Great. So why do you think it's important to maintain an interest and support people who are sort of perhaps more actively involved?
Well, I think when I think of the missionaries out on the field, particularly when they've left home and gone away, they've left family, they've left friends, they've left oftentimes a permanent or employment that has been their financial base, and so they need people to support them both financially, prayerfully, and also in giving them, keeping information going as to where, what's happening in their city and that sort of thing. And of course, communication is both ways, because they like to hear from us, but we also like to hear from them. And the beauty of our internet and everything like that, the emails coming in, we can hear it almost, sometimes there's a bit of a disadvantage, but we can hear it almost as soon as it happens. And I had an email in from Operation Mobilisation in Ukraine just on Friday morning. They were sharing the hope that they had in the people of Ukraine. They're advocating for peace. They're being God's hands and feet there on the ground there. And they are at work very much so in the work of Ukraine. And of course then we've also in the bulletin this week which shows that Missionary Tidings have actually sent $25,000 to Romania Globe Team to help with the refugees and other needs of the Ukrainians. So it's very much keeping up with what's going on. And unless we show interest in the missionaries, unless that interest is maintained, we don't pray. We can't pray about something that we don't show an interest in.
What kind of things do you do to show support? I mean, you've talked about the emails and I think communication is a huge part. Is there anything else that you would say that you do to show support?
Yeah, I think really the biggest thing is probably prayer. And I realise that that is the area that I've still got to work on. Because it's so easy to just think about it, okay, and then not pray. So that's something that I think we can all do, and that's privately. But there's also corporate prayer. We have a prayer meeting on the third Sunday of every month here after church. So if you'd like to join us, you're welcome to. You need to let Lorraine know so that she can order your Subway lunch and come and join us.
Please do.
So that would be great.
Yes.
We give financially when we're able to, but that of course is limited. I like to be able to promote the missionaries that we at Bedford support by trying to keep up to date with the mission board in the function room out there. I hope you read it. I hope it's not wasted time. And also, I try and keep Tracy fed with the information that I get through, and some little missionary snippet, sometimes a thank you from our missionaries, sometimes other completely unrelated things, but little interesting things that hopefully will catch your interest in missions and will that you will desire... get that desire to pray and to support mission.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
It's really great.